I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In the fight against ISIS, it can feel like one day it's up, one day it's down. Territory lost, territory gained. But there are some significant moments, like the news today that a Jordanian pilot was taken prisoner by ISIS. Flight Lieutenant Muaz Yusuf al-Kasasbeh was flying a coalition mission near the Syrian city of Raqqa when his plane went down. It's still not clear what happened. Daoud Kutab is the founder of Radio Al-Balad in Jordan. I asked him about the reaction at home.
The Jordanian government has been quite silent. They just said that we hold ISIS responsible for his safety and we hold him responsible. But there is supposed to be a meeting tomorrow between the family of the pilot and His Majesty the King. But, you know, social media and our radio station has been full of, you know, talk shows, people saying, even if we are against the coalition, now we're all together for our pilot and we want him back home. And, you know, there have been splits, some saying we should never negotiate with ISIS. Some say, you know, let's hear what they have to ask. And some say, no, we're not going to stop this now that they've done this to our son. You know, it's a mix, but there is a clear kind of patriotic feeling now that we are all together to bring back home the pilot.
So a patriotic feeling to bring back home the pilot. What about a patriotic feeling to continue the Jordanian participation in the coalition against ISIS?
It's not clear. I don't think there's clarity on that. I think if you did a poll today, ISIS will not do very well. It's quite clear that today there's been a major swing against ISIS, and people, you know, are using all kinds of terms, terrorists and murderers and killers, and they have nothing to do with Islam. That's the type of language people have been using on the radio show in the talk show programs.
What kind of appetite was there in Jordan for fighting ISIS prior to this event, prior to the coalition actually being formed? Were they enthusiastic?
The news about the coalition was a surprise to most people. The whole topic is not a hugely discussed topic. And I think what happened today was a jolt of a kind of a reality check that, you know, there is a war and our sons and the pilots are there fighting the war. And, you know, you've had, people say we should send special troops to rescue the pilots. Some people say we should now enter into a ground war. But for the most part, I would say even those who might be against the coalition, they're all kind of wrapping themselves around the Jordanian flag and in favor of their pilot.
Well, let's talk about what you are hearing about that pilot, Daoud. ISIS has executed, as you know, hostages who've mostly been journalists and aid workers. But what has been their stated position on how they will treat POWs when they are in the military, like this Jordanian pilot?
You know, they captured, when they took Mosul, some 50 Turkish staffers, I think, from the consulate. And that issue was brought up today that they did actually exchange them or release them in some kind of a deal with the Turkish government. So we had an expert on our news show say that they will probably make certain demands, some demands, and if they're not met and if they've exhausted themselves, then they might, you know, kill him or whatever. But the trend has been that they would try to kind of get a price for his head.
Yeah, and what is Jordan's position on paying ransoms, or paying a ransom specifically to ISIS?
I don't think it's a monetary issue. I don't think they need money. I think it's more about 10 years ago, there was Zarqawi's group blew up some hotels, and the one woman, her bell didn't kind of blow up and she's in jail. So some are saying they might ask for her to be released. In the past, Jordanians negotiated with the Libyans to release the Jordanian ambassador. So, you know, I would say the record is mixed on whether Jordan would negotiate for his release. Most likely, they will probably negotiate maybe through a third party of some kind. But as somebody said, there isn't much that Jordan can actually negotiate. There isn't anything Jordan can give to them.
Tell me a bit about this pilot. What do you know about him?
Well, he was born in 1988. He just got married 5 months ago. I mean, all of that is on his Facebook page. Yeah, there's pictures of him I think in Europe, probably he was taking courses, a pilot courses somewhere in maybe Germany or France or somewhere. Yeah, he's young. He's from a southern town called Karak, a big tribal family that he belongs to. So this would, of course, a Sunni Muslim, a tribal family. We had his brother speak on our radio today, appealing to ISIS to release him, saying he's a good Muslim and he prays and so on. I doubt it's going to produce the kind of results he wants, but it's a plea from a family to the ISIS people.
That was Daoud Kutab, the founder of Radio Al-Balad in Jordan, speaking with me from Amman.